I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the mild weather we have seen so far this year is getting the fish off to an early start in the Central Lakes and Reservoirs of West Virginia. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Much has been made of the mild winter we experienced this year in West Virginia, and it has translated into a mild early spring. And as a result, Jim Walker, fisheries biologist at the DNR's office in French Creek, says don't be surprised to see fish, particularly bass, spawning early.
I think we've had some cold nights the past week or so, and that has kind of pushed the water temperatures back. And yeah, you know, they may spawn a couple of weeks sooner. So yeah, to answer your question, it might bring it up a few weeks.
Now, sure. Will that in any way impact this year's bass class?
Let's say those fish do end up spawning, and then we've got a severe change in temperature, and then the water temperature drops, and you know, you can have some failures in those scenarios. They're really weather dependent, these spawn failures or successes. So yeah, as long as this weather stays consistent, and if they do end up spawning a few weeks earlier, it should not be a problem. But if they come up to spawn and then the temperature drops, it slows things down, or let's say they hatch early and the fry don't have enough food to eat, then you got some problems.
Now, typically the spawn doesn't happen in West Virginia until early May, meaning right now the fish are in their pre-spawn feeding patterns, and the warmer temperatures are creating tremendous fishing opportunities.
The waters along the edge of all the reservoirs, they warm up first, and you get your minnows and forage fish swimming around there, and then after that, you know, you're going to have all your game fish chasing those things, so they're going to be up shallow chasing.
Already carp are rolling in their spawn pattern, so it's going to be an early spawn for everything. Bass are going to be looking for nesting sites in the shallows.
They're going to be looking for, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 feet of water, and they're really they like to spawn by themselves. They're not like panfish where big groups or colonies spawn together. Bass have a tendency to spawn away from any other bass. You know, 20, 30 feet away would be the closest. If they even see another bass attempting to spawn near their nest, they'll just move to another area.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.